The Dumb Birthday Gamer-Palooza continues this week with a recording from May 22nd, 1993. I have titled this one, Two's Company, But Eight's a Crowd, because we have amassed a panel of eight players. How many birthdays will we be able to get to with that many people on board? Just you wait and see. And here are the players. We have Roy, who's working construction in Bedford, but is from Lawrence and taking an unauthorized break to play the game. What a rebel. Andy from Topsfield. Calendar Bill in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. Evelyn in London, Ontario. And Hazel from Hamilton, Ontario. I'm producing and playing in studio and have been recently vetted by Channel 4's investigative eye team as well as Channel 7's. Joe Bergantino from Channel 4 and the Channel 7 guy simultaneously showed up and they duked it out to get exclusive coverage. We have Jack Hart, the WBZ traffic person, and Keith Shields, no relation to Brooke, whom I'm training, playing in studio, and is revealed to be a management spy. We all have a good laugh about the windfall we receive every week in our paychecks from Westinghouse. And Norm possibly can't afford the job because it costs him too much. But the lore of reaching 38 states and parts of Canada with the 50,000-watt clear channel signal of the nation's first commercial radio station, well, that should be payment enough. The birthdays. Charles Aznavour, French vocalist. Jack and I had recently watched a Wild Kingdom series on Aznavours. And here we go. I lead Norm into his Maurice Chevalier impression. He tells a story of when he visited France and had to go to the dry cleaners. What? Pianist Peter Nero. Richard Benjamin, whom Norm walked the streets of Downtown Crossing with, belching all the way down Tremont Street. Paul Winfield and TV Guide movie reviewer Judith Crist. We actually have time for some dates in history as well. Boys and girls, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered on PBS in what year? And in what year was the first life insurance policy issued in the United States? If you hear some voices in the background, those are my children working on a school project. We are informed that Norm's 26-year-old horse Sunflower was entered into a horse show that weekend. Going to do some jumping. A caller seems very interested in her, so Norm tries to do some matchmaking. She likes flowers, walks on the beach, weenie roasts, and fine champagne. And if you can't go for that, she'll trample you. We learn that there are some mystery players participating in the game from a remote location. Saul, Brett, Bartholomew, Sydney, Gladys, and Shirley. I open up and you get a glimpse into my TV-less world. We get a brand new phrase to embroider on our doilies. A learned quote from Norm's Hungarian gypsy princess grandmother. And a pun from Norm that, while putting this show together, had me laughing hard here at the North Studio in Fuzzy Wuzzy Productions. And we close with a commercial for Marazine. Episode 87, Two's Company, But Eight's a Crowd, begins in 3, 2, and 1. Dumb Birthday
Game! Okay, that's what we're going to do at this moment. I mentioned to you, I tell you the names of people born on this date, which would be Saturday, May 22nd. And we have a panel that guesses how old they are. And we have just sat down much fun playing this kind of simple-minded game. Let me tell you who's playing with us. We have Roy, who lives in the town of Bedford. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Norm. No, actually, I live in Lawrence, but I'm working in Bedford.
Oh, actually, you're from Lawrence, then.
Yep.
Well, let me change that Bedford to Lawrence, because we must have truth in something. Accuracy. Accuracy counts, Roy. Are you in Bedford right this moment?
Yes, I am. I'm working.
You are working, eh? Does your boss know that you're taking time out to be on the Dumb Birthday Game?
No.
We won't tell him then.
I'm working in construction, Stop and Shop.
Oh, I see. Okay. We'll keep it to ourselves.
Okay.
Andy is up in the town of Topsfield. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you at Masco?
Yeah, I go there.
Okay. And we have Bill, who is in the Ontario province. What town is that, Bill?
Oshawa, Ontario.
Oshawa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Listen, I got something for you here.
Yeah?
Remember that I was telling you about those pins and that I was going to send you down? And
yes.
The calendars?
Yes.
They're all packed. They're ready to go.
Okay, good enough.
I had a little trouble getting those calendars, though.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got them, and we look forward to seeing them.
Okay.
We have two other people from Ontario province, as a matter of fact, including Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello, Norm.
You're from London?
Yes.
London, Ontario. Okay. Yes. And we also have Hazel, who's also from Ontario. What town are you from, Hazel?
Hamilton.
Hamilton, Ontario.
My hometown.
So we got three Canadians.
Yeah.
My hometown, Hamilton.
Yeah. Okay, we have Tony Nesbitt, whose hometown is not anywhere in Ontario, Canada, but in Massachusetts.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do know that. I know that because
I tried to put one over on you.
The WBZ TV I team checked that out, along with Channel 7's investigative team.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The funny thing is, they both showed up the same day.
Yeah, did they?
To see Joe and the guy from Channel 7, I don't remember his name, but to see them duke it out.
Oh, that must
to
have
get
been
that special footage.
That must have been just a darn exciting.
I just sat back, put my feet up, and watched it all.
And just answered questions and said, you know, kind of casual.
That's right.
Yeah. We have Tony, not Tony, we have, because you are Tony. This guy's not Tony, he's Jack.
Hello.
Jack Hart, yeah, the WBZ traffic person. Keeps a close watch on work crews.
Yes, I do.
Drunken drivers, things of that nature.
Hey, Norm?
Yes.
Norm, I've got a calendar and a pin.
I think we've been through that, Roy. Let's get on with the game, okay?
Oh, it's Bill.
Oh, it's Bill.
Bob,
oh,
Tony,
I'm sorry.
Jack, and Norm, and Bob's son. I have stuff.
Yeah, no, I know. Bill, I know. You said that, Bill. I appreciate that.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, you said it about four or five times, yeah. And Tony is very dense. Doesn't catch things the first time around, but he did catch that. We also have Keith Shields. Keith is probably a spy from the management.
No,
and then they put a young, innocent-looking person here to work all night just to see whether we do anything. And I understand you're that person, Keith. You're a flunky of the management. Is that true or false?
I wish. I'd be getting paid more then.
No, you wouldn't. That's right. No, you don't want to
be. Now we know he's new. Paid more by Westinghouse?
No. I mean, just paid at all.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I can afford to keep this job. It's costing me so much just to be on the air. But they say, but you know, you get the 38 states and a lot of Canada. It's worth it to you, you know. What's $100 a week to pay us? Anyway, no, it's nice to have you, Keith. Keith is, was he your understudy, Tony?
Well, yeah. Who isn't actually here when you come down to us?
I suppose that's true. That's quite true, yes.
He'll be in next week, actually, for me.
Okay.
On this same day.
On this very same day?
Yeah.
Are you going to be off next week?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But he'll be here.
He'll be here. Okay.
So it'll be the same thing, only different.
I see. Okay. We have a panel composed of about 300 people now, have we? 2, 4, 6, a panel of 8 people.
Yep.
We only need to do about 2 birthdays. I think that'll take up the whole hour. Okay, one is Charles Aznavour. You know the French vocalist?
Not sure.
With a non-French name, Charles Aznavour.
Bless you.
Remember, I'm trying to think of some of the songs he did.
You know, I was watching on Wild Kingdom just the other day. They had a whole series on Aznavour.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
Yes, they only eat Asners.
That's right.
Well, I hope you've had your fun.
Thank you.
And you're now ready to get down to business. The serious stuff.
Okay. Did he sing La Vie en Rose?
La Vie en Rose, may have every French vocalist used to do that, including myself.
And I understand. He always requested starch in his shirts.
Yes, he always used to say that. You know what he's doing? You know what this guy's doing? Now he's poking fun at me because I told about being in Paris once and brought my shirts to a cleaner. The guy sounded like Maurice Chevalier. Says, would you like some starch in your shirts?
Where?
Yeah. How about your sheets? Would you like them? How would you like them washed? Oh, God, I think I'm making a total ass of myself, but what the heck? Okay, Roy, how old is Charles Aznavour? And as we say in French, quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parlait tout bas.
Merci.
Yeah. How old is Charles Aznavour?
Sixty.
Okay. What do you think, Andy?
I'll say 68.
Andy's going to say 58. Okay. And Bill, what do you think?
I think he's 49.
49, you think, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Evelyn?
62.
62, says Evelyn, the lovely Evelyn. And the lovely Hazel says?
63.
Okay. Tony?
Any other information at all?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll see what I can find out about it. I don't know. No, wait a minute. Let me see.
Any recording dates, something like his first hit? His
last hit? What was he, a dry cleaner in France?
Yes, he was. Would you like some mustard? No, never mind that. No, I actually don't have any more information on him, just his age.
Well, that's all I need. If you don't have any more, he's 64.
No. 64.
Hey, there was a little couplet there. Did you hear that?
I don't need any more. He's 64.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Is a couplet anything like a demitasse?
Jack, how old would you say Charles Aznavour is?
63.
Same as what Hazel said. The lovely Hazel. Okay, and Keith
Shields. Oh, yeah, that's Keith, of course, because it's his first time.
Yeah. Is that your real name? Is that your real name, Keith Shields?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No relation to Brooke.
I see.
Well, that didn't even faze me.
I never even thought of...
Get out of here, then.
Yeah. Okay, how old do you think Charles Aznavour? You probably never even heard of him, have you? Because he hasn't been around for a while.
No, I was going to go not conform and say about 80.
You're going to not conform and say about 80?
Beyond the 60s.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, you're not that far off, but... far enough off so that you lose. No, actually, he's 69.
That was beautiful, wasn't it?
Huh. Who did that?
It was Roy, by accidental.
Oh, okay. 69. He's 69 years old, actually, today.
Do I get the...
Jack and Hazel both said... No, Tony said 64.
What are you trying to do?
Tony said 64, which is correct, which is the closest.
Yeah.
Within 5 years. Okay, how about Peter Nero? You know Peter Nero? Big piano player.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His biggest hit theme from the summer of 1942, the movie, which came out in 1971. That gives you just a year. Summer of 42 came out in 71.
All right.
Okay. We'll start with you, Keith.
When in 71 did it come out?
Sometime during that year.
Okay. I wasn't sure if the summer of 42 came out in the winter of 71.
Oh, it came out in the summer of 71.
Oh, okay.
Came out in the
summer. So there is some kind of similarity there.
There is a great similarity, yes. Right. There is.
All right.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with Jennifer O'Neill. Remember, Jennifer O'Neill was the lady that the young boy had the affair with?
Never seen that movie.
Yes.
It's a good movie, yes. He went into a drugstore to buy condoms. You have to understand what it was like in 1942 to buy that. When you'd get a toothbrush, you get toothpaste.
Dental floss.
You get a million other things.
Tony, do you
aspirin.
This?
Some gold bond.
Yeah. Before and then you'd kind of whisper it. Anyway, Keith, how old would you say Peter Nero is?
I'm going to take a wild guess, say 55.
A wild guess, eh? Okay, 55. And what do you think, Jack?
You know, he also turns up in crossword puzzles everywhere.
Peter Nero, yeah.
Is he really?
Nero. It's interesting. The real spelling of his name is N-I-E-R-O-W, Nero. But he shortened it to N-E-R-O, like in, the guy who played the violin while Rome burned.
Right. Yeah.
N-I-E-R-O-W wouldn't have showed up in crossword puzzles, I think, a whole lot.
I don't suppose so. Yeah.
So what do you think, Jack?
Oh, 56.
56. And Tony?
57.
57. Do I hear 58? Hazel, what do you think?
58.
I do hear 58. Do I hear 59? Evelyn?
59.
I feel like we're kind of...
Price is Right.
Yeah, something like this game isn't legit. Do I hear 60? And any, what do you think, Bill? Don't let
53.
Me... 53. 53.
Yeah.
Did you say 53? What did you say?
53.
You said 53 is what you said.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say I'll make a 50 and a tree.
Oh, my God.
Andy, what do you think?
I'll say 63.
63. Okay, you said it nice and clear, and that's good because it's a credit to the Masconomet High School. She did that. Roy, what do you say?
56.
56. Okay, the actual age of Peter Nero is 59, which so Evelyn got that one. 59.
Wow. When it's older, time stands still.
When it's over, time stands still.
When you get older, time stands still.
When you get older, time stands still.
Right. Yeah.
I get that. We got that embroidered on our doily.
That's right.
One of the best-selling ones in the shop.
Also, I think I was at a Chinese restaurant yesterday. I think that was in the fortune cookie. When you get older, time stands still. I never could figure out what that meant exactly, but
now you know.
Yeah, that's deep. That's heavy.
Shows up in crossword puzzles a lot.
It does too. And also, my Hungarian gypsy princess grandmother, who used to say, "You know, Norm, show me a man for whom time stands still, and I'll show you my melancholy baby." Yeah. Which is pretty heavy stuff, too.
Magic.
Yeah.
I think I have to sit down now after that.
Okay, Richard Benjamin is the actor. I think a very fine actor. He's done some interesting movies. His films include Goodbye Columbus, Portnoy's Complaint, Sunshine Boys. Remember in Sunshine Boys he was the nephew of
Walter Matthau?
Walter Matthau, yeah, trying to get the two guys together for the TV show. He directed Mermaids with Cher. And he's been married to Paula Prentice, who's also a fine actress, been married since 1960. And I remember several years ago, he was in a play in Boston. And I don't know how that happened. I guess I had him on the program I was doing at the time. And we walked around downtown Boston, about five of us, including Richard Benjamin. Isn't that funny?
Did you go to Tony's Spa and then belch your way down that Washington Street and Bellingham Square?
I'll never tell this guy an intimate secret of my life ever again. Ever
just
again.
Curious.
Ever again. No, we didn't go to Chelsea, which is where Tony's Spa was. We went in downtown Boston.
But you went to Brigham's, didn't you? And then you belched your way through downtown Crossing.
Probably someplace like that we did. We belched all the way down Tremont Street. The time at the belch will be, we did a lot of that, funny jokes. And we kept saying, so you're married to Paula Prentice. Boy, she's a pretty lady.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what his response was. Probably another belch.
Probably was.
Yeah, just belched his way. Anyway, let's start with you, Bill, in Ontario, Canada. How old is Richard Benjamin?
I would believe 49.
49, says Richard, says Bill, rather. Hazel, what do you think? 55. Okay, and Andy?
47.
47, says Andy, again in the form of a question, which is just the way to do it. Roy?
50.
50. And incidentally, pardon me, Roy, is that the cat that ate your two shoes? You have to know the rest of that that pun in order to appreciate it. Keith, what do you think? Keith obviously doesn't know.
I'm going to say 58.
58, yeah. Keith is straight-faced. He doesn't know that pun. Okay, you'll learn that pun by next week, or Tony doesn't get the night off. Is it just the one night, or you're coming back the next night?
Just one.
Just the one night, I see. Okay. Well,
someone else will be in the next night, because I'm just going to take a leave of absence, and I've had it with this show.
Is that Jack or Tony?
I'm really just sick of it, and I need some time off.
I'm sick of it, too, but yeah. I don't know what else to do.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, Evelyn, how old do you think Richard Benjamin is today?
I think he's 51.
51, okay. And Tony?
That's what I say, 51.
And what do you say, Jack?
Maybe 52.
Maybe 52. We'll mark that down. 52.
Maybe.
Okay. The actual age is 55, which is what Hazel said.
So you guys are reading the book.
Yeah. No. Who's reading the book? Hazel? Hazel's won one round. Evelyn has won another. And Tony has won one. So there you go.
Hey, Norm?
Yes, sir.
It looks like Jack and I are in those boonies, eh?
It looks that way, yes. I'd say so. Yeah, yeah, whatever you said.
Well, lucky you, Jack. There we go.
Okay, Paul Winfield, not the baseball player. That's another Winfield. He was nominated for an Oscar in Sounder with Cicely Tyson, for an Emmy in Roots 2, and he played Judge Laren Little in Presumed Innocence, and he's been on television's Family Matters. He was also in Kiss the Breeze, put on by the Chelsea Drama Group. I made that part up. Anyway, he was born in Los Angeles, California, if that'll help you identify his age.
What's this guy's name again?
His name is Paul Winfield? Paul Winfield, yes.
Okay.
He was also the big league catcher who was crippled. Remember, he was in an automobile
accident.
Catfish
Hunter? No, is that it? No.
Catcher.
Thurman Munson?
No, he was killed. He was killed in a plane crash. This man was in an automobile accident and was crippled, and his career ended. They had a special day, and he played for New York.
Catfish Hunter had his own day. I went there.
No, Catfish Hunter was a pitcher. I'm talking about
was
a catcher.
He? Yeah.
Anyway, Paul Winfield in a TV series, a TV show, played this man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds like a great role that should be in the book, but.
No, it should be. He did a nice job. I just can't think of. You'd know the play if I could think of it. Somebody eating something?
Yeah.
Celery, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I
have a wrapper, I'm sorry.
I see. Okay. Let's start with...
Is it bothering you all?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's okay. Bothering me. Tony, how old do you think Paul Winfield is?
He played a judge, you say, hey?
Yes, he did. He played a judge. He played Judge Laren Little in Presumed Innocent.
Presumed Innocent.
Yeah, he was also... In Sounder, which was a great movie, with Cicely Tyson, also was on Roots 2, not the original Roots, but Roots 2. 59, says Tony. And what do you say, Roy?
62.
Okay, and Evelyn?
57.
57. Andy?
55.
Andy says 55. And Keith?
49.
49. Hazel?
64.
64. Bill?
I agree with Tony. 59.
59. Okay. And what do you think, Jack?
51.
51. Okay, now this is the exciting moment. Keith, this is the dramatic moment of the program right here. This is the high point. From here on, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And before this, nothing happened. So this is the thing you can look forward to next week, this magic moment.
Funny thing is you have to remind people that something is happening right now.
That's why I made a big speech about it. Yeah, they wouldn't have noticed.
To make sure you didn't forget. You know?
No, yeah. No, Paul Winfield is actually 52.
Oh,
see, that's the dramatic moment. It's now gone by. But Jack Hart said 51. And so
Thanks, he came
the closest.
No problem, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a tie among four people. Evelyn, Hazel, Jack, and Tony. Evelyn, Hazel, Jack, and Tony.
Well, I agree with Tony.
You agreed with Tony. Yeah, but no, Tony didn't win this round, see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He won the first round, and you didn't agree with him on that one.
That's true.
That's when you should have agreed with him. What the hell's the matter with you?
I'm up here in the high weather.
I see. Okay.
Cold up here.
Judith Crist. The movie reviewer, nationally known movie critic for TV Guide, written several books. She used to be on television quite often. Hasn't been lately. And anyway, how old would she be? And let's ask, we'll start with you, Jack.
Is it that she's too old to be on television now?
Could be. Oh. Could be. You know, anybody over 22 is too old. And she's certainly over that. That's for sure.
I see.
Thanks to WBC.
Let's say, do we know what movie, she's a movie reviewer?
Yeah, movie critic for TV Guide. Okay. So she's reviewed a lot of movies. You want me to name all the movies?
Is she still a reviewer?
Maybe name the first ones, I suppose. That would be more of a clue.
I don't remember. Now, Jack, you tell me. Yeah. Do you remember ever seeing her name in some of those ads in the newspaper that says, stunning, wonderful, astonishing, Judith Crist, TV Guide?
No,
I haven't seen her name.
I haven't seen it. It used to be in the papers a lot at one time, but not lately. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because she's dead. But I don't believe she is.
You know, we never got TV Guide at my house.
We never did it at my house either. That's why I don't know how old she is.
You know, I get it, and I don't have a TV.
We don't have TV.
I always like to read about what I'm missing. Man, I miss her movie reviews, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry, I don't remember what the question was. Okay, 57 for Judith Crist. Okay. Bill, what do you say?
I think I have to agree with 57.
57?
Yeah.
You would agree with that. Why is that?
Because he sounds so good on that.
I don't
remember her at all.
I see. I thought you were going to have some magic formula. I say that because I remember back in 1969, I recall, but nothing like that. You're just going by what Jack Hart said.
Hey, Jack, I agree with you.
Well, thank you very much.
Norm's
That's
crazy.
The social search. Show some support.
Okay, what do you think, Andy?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, 61.
I'm sorry, how much?
61.
51, says Andy. Okay. And let's see, Hazel.
Yeah.
Hi, Hazel.
Hi.
Can you come out and play?
Yeah.
Okay. Bonjour, Hazel. Ça va bien?
No, this is Ontario. It's an English-speaking province. See, that's Quebec. Is it? You're a little off.
That's all, Ken.
Okay, Hazel, I'm sorry. What, am I talking over your guest? How old is Judith Crist?
I wasn't talking about Judith Crist.
I see.
Okay. I only know one of these people.
You don't know her either, huh?
No.
Okay.
I know Richard Benjamin, that's all.
Okay, and you know but Brian Mulroney, and that's about it.
I don't know him either. Nobody wants to know him.
You're right, Hazel.
See, we just started Norm.
I just met Hazel.
Hi.
Okay, Hazel, how old do you think
you're? Well, not that, Hazel.
Will you all shut up? Will you just shut up, all of you? Hazel, how old is Judith Crist?
Is she over 60? 70?
You tell me, how old is she?
Probably 59.
All that, and you're going to say 59. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go, Hazel.
Okay. Jack, what do you... No, you've already guessed.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think?
63.
63, says Tony. And Roy?
I'll go with Tony.
63. Okay.
You'll be sorry.
I won't.
And what do you think, Keith?
67.
67, okay. And Evelyn?
I think she's 66.
66, okay. Actually, she's 71.
Wow.
And so Keith at 67 wins that round.
His inaugural win.
His inaugural win. This
very nice.
This I'm going to wear bronze this scorecard.
Never will I trust any WBC people anymore.
Well,
Norm.
We learned that the minute we came in.
I trust you guys. Norm.
Yes.
Remember me? I called you on New Year's Eve in the Boston Garden train station.
In a what train station?
The North Station.
You called me in the North Station?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we did that remote from there, remember?
From North State, that's right, too. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll tell you the truth. Neither Tony nor I remember a word of that. No, we don't remember a single thing, and neither does Jack, and he was there, too.
Norm remembers.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Norm?
Yes.
How come Jack is so quiet tonight? That charming laugh he has. My wife listens to it and thinks he's got the greatest laugh in the world.
Uh-huh.
Jack Hart.
Well, he's finally realized it really makes us sick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nauseating laugh. And
it is not.
We taped it and we played it back for him and he got sick to his stomach listening. Yeah.
Is that
he's got a personality all of his own.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome, we all. Jack.
Okay, so we have one-time winners, but nobody has won even two games. We have Keith and Jack and Tony, Hazel, Evelyn, Saul, Brett,
Sydney,
Bartholomew,
Gladys,
Sydney, Gladys, and the very lovely Shirley, all have won one apiece. Those who have not won, Roy, Andy, and Bill.
Thank you.
But I bought all your records when you were recording under the name the Andrews Sisters, and I love what you did. I just loved it. Okay, I got a couple of dates now.
Do you?
Yeah, a couple of
wow.
dates.
Wow, oh, lucky you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my brother's birthday.
You stud.
Your brother's birthday is May 22nd?
It is.
Yeah, how old is he?
So is mine.
Well, guess.
What is it?
My brother's birthday is today, too.
Your brother's birthday is today, Keith?
Yep.
I'd say your brother is...
younger than mine.
21.
No, he's about 42.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a lot older.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one.
Just one and the two?
He's
and how
half,
old? And how, and how old are you?
I'm 24.
He was an accident.
Yeah, I was an accident.
And he's 41.
Oh, I got him beat up.
Hey, Norm?
Yes?
I'm 54 this year. Is that
nope.
okay?
No, nobody cares.
Okay, thank you.
We don't.
Nobody cares. My brother's
no,
48.
We have no. He's 48?
Yep.
He's not much older than Keith's brother.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Older than me, though.
I'm still playing baseball.
Nobody cares. Don't you understand?
Okay,
we don't care
all right,
about you.
All right.
You don't hear clearly. We don't care about you.
This Bob says in your ear.
Which Bob is that?
Raleigh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. He does the program. He fills in for me a couple of days a week, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Here's a date. Now, this is has to do with Mr. Rogers and his very first program on public television. Hmm. Let me read you the whole thing here.
Yeah, I'll sit down.
Okay, please do, because this is going to take a long time.
Fred,
let me see if I got the information here. Just one second. Well, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered on this date, May 22nd. But what was the year? It premiered on PBS, public television's longest-running children's program. Rogers is a Presbyterian minister from Pittsburgh.
Can you say Presbyterian? Can you do that? Can you fall on your knees and say Presbyterian?
Okay.
Can you say it wearing sneakers and a sweater?
Yeah, that's right. Can you put on a sweater and can you put on a sweater and say Presbyterian and Mr. Rogers all at the same time?
I haven't washed these sneakers in all these years.
That's right, too. And they smell just so darn bad. That's why I have that funny look on my face, boys and girls, when I put my sneakers on. They really stink to high heaven, my sneakers.
That's why I look like I smell dirty feet.
Yeah. You see, the camera's beginning to wave a little bit because the cameraman can't stand it either. That's why. Anyway.
You know this fella here?
What's that?
You know him?
Mr.
I
Rogers.
I don't know him.
You don't know Mr. Rogers?
No, I don't know the fella that's talking.
You don't know what?
Normie.
Yeah? Yes?
Every once in a while, I think we enter some kind of quantum leap.
Yeah.
I think so.
Kind of time-space continuum.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start with you this time. Andy, Bill. I want to start with Bill.
Good idea.
Mr. Rogers, yes, again.
We're going to start with you until the end of the game.
Yeah, that's right. Mr. Rogers, what year did that program go on the air?
67.
1967, says Bill. Okay. And what do you say, Roy?
I'll say
68. 1968, says Roy. And Andy?
1969.
You should be more familiar with him probably than any of us. Because you're a little guy. You're a young guy, and you would have grown up with Mr. Rogers. Did you grow up with Mr. Rogers, Andy?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm still watching him now.
I do, too. I love the way he puts his sweater on. I think it's really nice. Yeah.
I love the way he takes it off.
Oh, my goodness.
I always wanted a chance to feed the fish.
You know, I was thinking about that. I always envied that traffic light. I always wanted that traffic light.
It's yours, my son.
Badges?
Yes.
Who needs badges?
Okay, Evelyn, how old
there
do you
we go
think?
Again. We just leaped again.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers, when was the year Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood went on the air, Evelyn?
1965. You sound young, too. Are you a young person?
No, I just have a young voice. I'm a very old person.
Very old person? Mm. Really
old.
How
is it, too?
Okay. What's
he
doing up at this
time? That's an interesting question.
Hazel.
Yes.
Hazel, you who just posed that question, how old do you think? I mean,
I'm very young.
Year? What? You're very young. No, the question was, what year did Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
For sure, 1971.
For sure, 1971. Okay, Tony?
Now, I should know this. I'm going to have to go with 69.
Okay. What do you think, Jack?
I think King Friday the 13th first sat on the throne in 1964.
Oh, no.
1964.
I'm trying to think of how those voices were for those animals, those puppets.
King Friday the 13th.
Basically
Mr. Rogers.
Wasn't there some high-pitched voice? Was it the princess or the...
Oh, there was Meow Meow.
Here's the Meow Meow platypus.
Of course.
Meow 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 Meow.
Meow Meow Meow, yes. Oh, and the trolley.
Animal World.
Uh-huh.
Ding, you ding. Guys get rest your dress up, don't
you? Hey, Keith, what do you think?
Huh?
Well, I personally remember that Sesame Street started in 69, so I think I remember seeing him in black and white, so I'd say 60.
1960. Okay. Oh. The actual year was 1967.
Oh, it was.
And that's Bill from Ontario. Said
thank
that.
You so much.
So there's another one-time winner. We have just one shot apiece for everybody.
Well, how come last year we didn't see a cavalcade of shows on the 25th anniversary of Mr. Rogers?
That was confusing.
Should have been. I don't know.
Hey, Norm?
Yes.
Nancy and I get married in 66, and the first time I seen that show come on in 67, I remember it so clearly.
It's
almost a year to the year we get married.
Son of a gun. And I suppose that's your program now then, huh?
No. No, it was the kids' program, but they're 22 years old now, the twins.
No, but I mean, you're still married. Are you to the same woman?
Oh, yeah. Mr.
Rogers must be very close to you because the show came on during your early years of marriage.
Not as close as my wife. She's about 27 years this year. She's the greatest girl in the world.
When they go ballroom dancing, I understand they ask if the orchestra knows the theme to
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers' theme, right.
Yeah. And it's a very, must be a tender moment.
Yes.
And then on the ballroom floor.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got another date here.
Kind of a tender moment right now, isn't it?
It is. It's a lovely moment.
Get me all soft here. Shaking really bad.
Okay.
I wonder what your wife. No, never mind.
Okay. Here's the.
She's upstairs sleeping.
Here's another date. This is an interesting date. It happened on apparently happened on May 20. Also on May 22nd.
Apparently.
Because it goes back a little bit. Okay. The first life insurance policy. Oh, this is boring, isn't it, eh? First life insurance.
The minute you bring up insurance, it bores you.
I think so. But the interesting thing is, when it was issued in Philadelphia, first life insurance policy issued in the United States. Now, I don't know about Canada.
I thought it would have been Hartford or something, but no, Philadelphia.
No, Philadelphia. Only in Philadelphia. So,
in the company.
What was the year that the first life insurance policy was issued? I think that's kind of interesting because you wonder. I've often wondered, how old is life insurance anyway? How about 20-year annuities? When were they developed?
Yeah.
I care about that kind of stuff.
Now, was there home, auto, and other insurances at the time? Any kind of hint like that? You think there might have been auto insurance at least?
I would say there was no auto insurance at that time. That'll be the hint.
Okay.
But there was
buggy insurance. There, no
there might have been home insurance. There might have been home insurance. Because there were homes then.
Log cabin insurance.
Yeah.
If you had it for the first cave insurance company, I probably would have got it.
We don't know what you said, but we're not asking you to repeat it either.
Okay.
So, okay. The year the first life insurance policy was issued was what year, Hazel?
Oh, I refuse to answer that one.
On the grounds that what? That you may have to pay premium?
You got the first policy.
No, they just put up the taxes on life insurance and car insurance and our stupid.
Hey, so we don't know what the Americans do.
Yeah, that's right. I know it's but I would think Canada was probably issued about the same time.
Give it a guess, girl. You might make it.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
Was it 1900?
Is that what you want to say?
No.
No, what? May 22nd.
That's right.
May 22nd. Sure. Yeah. First slick.
Obviously, it's wrong.
Not necessarily. I'm not suggesting.
Same guy was selling vacuums. He's selling wiping jars.
You sell used sewing machines. Hi, I've got used sewing machines. I've got vacuum cleaners. Used vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
And
give
I've got.
Call, will
you? And I've got life insurance.
Jack?
Also, yep. Aluminum siding, if you like that. And also, we can repave your driveway with this swell tar that it takes only about 3 years for it to harden.
No heckling, Tony.
Okay, let me ask, let's ask Jack Hart. What do you think, Jack? First life insurance policy.
First life insurance policy.
Say something in the 20s.
Something in between.
No,
something
she said in the 20s because she said 1922.
I don't want to feel stupid by myself.
1620.
That was from The Rock back then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah.
The guy stood around and said, everybody, get a piece of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they were talking about Plymouth Rock.
Sure.
I never thought of that.
Get a piece of the rock.
Uh-huh.
You're probably right, Jack.
Credential.
I think it's
whittled down to next to nothing now.
Credential.
Or if they had boat insurance back then. You think they got some boat insurance when they left?
No.
Boys of London wasn't there.
Let's say 17, 21.
1721. Okay.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is for some reason.
Tony, do you have to put up with this all the time?
Not after next week, no.
I guess so. Where are you going next week?
Bill, what do you think?
Don't leave this program.
What year, Bill, was the first life insurance policy
1887.
Issued? 1887. Okay. What do you think, Roy?
I'll go with Jack Hart.
1721?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's funny, but if he's right.
Okay. Andy?
1850.
1850, says Andy. Okay. What do you think, Tony?
1900.
1900. And Keith?
We'll go with the centennial year of 1876.
That's the spirit.
1876.
Kippy.
And Evelyn?
1910.
1910.
She sounds very positive about that.
Yeah, 1910. I remember that right off. Guy was wearing a new suit.
You keep telling everybody you're 49 years old.
He had nice crease in his pants, and he had his hair part in the middle, lot slicked down, a lot of oil in it, as I recall. He said, what do you say, sweetheart? We can... if you should die, we can give members of your family in the hereafter. In the hereafter, you can live a nice life, knowing that or a nice death, knowing that they're taken care of. What do you say, sweetheart? Anyway, the year was...
You were that salesman, weren't you?
I was that salesperson. Yes, I was.
Your first job was selling insurance.
Yeah. 1761 is the answer. 1761.
Wow.
And so Jack was 1721.
Hey, Tony, we missed...
Yeah, Tony and that is Jack and Roy both said 1721.
Wow.
So you're both correct.
40 years off, but hey.
That's right. The next closest would have been Bill, who would have been Andy, who said 1850. You weren't that far off, Andy. You were only 90 years off or something like that. Somewhere in that area, I don't know. Okay. And that's it. That's it. That's the last thing I think we have going for us here today.
So
the winner is Jack Hart, who had two, and everybody else had one except poor Andy. Hi, poor Andy.
poor
Andy. Yeah. Anyway, Jack wins that, which means that...
You don't have to send out a prize.
I don't have to send out
You're
anything.
Secretly pleased. Yeah, I know you are.
I really am, because I'm sick of mailing those things. All that junk I have to send out is embarrassing.
Yeah, but it cleans out the house.
It really does. I got a whole bag of lint to the next winter. It will be really nice.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Is your horse a male or female?
It's a mare. Do you know what a mare is?
A mare. A male.
A mare. M-A-R-E. Do you know what a mare is?
It's a combination.
No, a mare is a female horse. A mare is a female horse. A male is a stallion, like in the Italian stallion, like Stallone in his character.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a lady horse. She's entered in the horse show this weekend, by the way. Would you believe that?
No kidding.
She's in human age, she's about 193, and she's going to do some jumping at the horse show. No,
orthopedic horseshoes.
No, the ladies, yes, she's right. She wears her orthopedic horseshoes. That's correct. Who said that? Was that you, Jack?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is very good, Jack.
Thank you.
Listen, give
better
credit.
Better savor that one, Jack.
Yeah, that's right. Give credit. Give credit where credit is due. You know, give credit to the devil. That was funny. Because most of the stuff you say really stinks.
Where did Mason Adams come in here?
I don't know. With a name like orthopedic shoes, they have to fit well. Shut up until I finish, would you, for God's sake? Your timing really is off, just awful, Roy.
It's Bill.
I'm sorry.
Keep up. Poor right. Roy's getting blamed for everything.
I know it. Yeah.
Nar,
what is it, Bill?
Wonderful people on this show twice. You know, I've been on your show twice, and that's great. It's wonderful. Dump. It's fun playing. Whether you win or lose.
Whatever, you win or lose, you get clipped off the air just like that. I'm sorry, Bill. I just
Norman, hold your horse, Norman.
I couldn't stand any more of them.
Norman, hold your horse.
How's my horse?
No, how old is he?
How old is he?
Yeah,
it's a she. Didn't we just go through the mare, the female bit? She's about 26.
26.
Yeah.
What, you want to date her or something?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
She likes flowers, she likes walking along the beach, and she likes weenie roasts.
You spend a hell of a lot of money on shoes, though. That's the only problem.
And she loves good quality champagne. And if you can fit the bill for all of those things, she'll go out with you.
And
if you can't fit the bill, she'll trample you to death with her orthopedic shoes. But she's going to be in a jumping contest, and which is kind of funny because she is a jumper, but she hasn't jumped in about 20 years. But they were practicing jumping at our house, putting up little barriers, and she jumped beautifully. Yeah, she looked great. She's in good shape. How about that, Evelyn? That should be an inspiration to you.
Why should that be an inspiration?
I have no idea why it should be. I just thought I felt like saying that. Evelyn, I want to thank you very much for taking part in this. And should I ever be in Ontario, I'm going to look you up. Are you a married person?
No, I'm not.
And he'll be looking you up.
Are you a beautiful woman full of fire and lust?
Well, I'm full of fire and lust, but I don't know if I'm beautiful. I
must have blue eyes,
but I don't know.
Well, hey, two out of three things is okay with me. One out of three would have been okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll just stay with lust.
Do you wear orthopedic shoes? I have a thing about them, you know.
You have a fetish, don't you?
No, I don't wear shoes.
Oh, ooh, that's even better.
She's got big, wide feet.
And Evelyn, thanks a lot.
I can walk on snow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for playing the game.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed having you, too. Thanks very much. Bye now.
It was good for her, Norm.
Yeah, it was good for me, too. Did you? Was it good for you guys? All of you guys? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hazel?
Yes.
Was it good for you, Hazel?
It was very good.
Thanks very much for playing the game with us, Hazel.
You're
take
very
care.
Welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And Andy?
Yeah?
I'll be glad to have you on the program with us. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And Roy?
Yes, sir.
You're okay, and I'm sorry I kept calling you Bill.
Yeah.
You don't sound anything like Bill.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who, I mean, like, me and him always listen to you down the post office, Lost Post Office, and, like, he always mentions you, you know. I mean, he always tells me, like, you should call him up and play the birthday game and talk to him and, like, just ask him about his horse, you know, how's he doing.
Oh, that's really nice. How's she doing? Would you please get the genders correct? She's very feminine.
Personality
you know.
Conflict when you get home.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put the mascara on a little thicker next time so people won't make that mistake.
And so I also have, like, one more question.
Yes.
How often can you play this, you know, this dumb birthday game?
You can play it depending on...
Depending on my mood. No.
That's right, on his mood. Usually it's about
every
once... something like 6 weeks to a half a year. Depending on who you are, in some cases you can't ever play it ever again. That may be Bill. I mean, Bill may fall into that category.
No, next time Bill can play, probably during the next solar eclipse. Total, complete solar eclipse. Right.
Hey, Roy.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Yep.
Bye now. I'm sorry. I mean, I clipped him off right when he was saying something. Jack?
Yes?
You didn't have to sneak up on me that way. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay.
We're getting very close to the news time. Hey, Keith, you made your debut in a lovely style.
It was an honor and a pleasure.
Oh, shut up. You're wrong, kid. No, thanks a lot. And Tony, you going to clip yourself off? Okay, it's a minute before 4 o'clock, and are we having fun here or not? We're not, that's
right. If you suffer from motion sickness, listen.
I got sick the moment my wife even suggested a cruise. Fact is, I get nauseous just looking at water.
It's time you discovered doctor-recommended Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel, help prevent that queasy, nauseous feeling, help treat the dizziness and sickness motion can cause.
I tried other pills. But Marazine not only stopped the motion sickness before it started, I didn't have all of that marked drowsiness I get with Dramamine.
Marazine contains a medically proven medication you won't find in any other leading motion sickness tablet. And Marazine doesn't cause all of the marked drowsiness Dramamine may cause.
You know what? I didn't get sick even when the sea got a little rough. It worked so well, I gave some Marazine to a friend, and it took care of him too. You gotta love that Marazine.
Marazine tablets. Get Marazine today. Marezine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel. Use only as directed.
Available at Osco Drug.
Set your car radio to WBZ News Radio 1030. Check in during your commute home for traffic on the threes. The first source for traffic, News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Happy I took my Marazine to get through all the rolling laughter I was having, listening to all that craziness again. Considering WBZ never had a toll-free number, and we had callers from all over, I wonder if any of them used this sponsor.
Hi, David Garner again, president of Connect Long Distance. And I've just taken a phone call from a Mr. Lee Daly, who owns a small but thriving office supply company right on the border of New Jersey and Delaware. Now, even though most of his best customers are right across the street, due to a fluke of arcane zoning laws and geography, he can only reach them by making out-of-state long-distance calls. As you can imagine, the expense is really killing him. In fact, he's concerned that he might even have to pack up his company and move across the street to Delaware. Well, I assured him that if he switched over to Connect, we could save him up to 20% on his long-distance bills. And with those kinds of savings, he'd be able to stay right where he is. Of course, with our nationwide fiber optic technology, his customers will think he's calling them from right across the street, which, in this case, he is. So if you're a small business person, give us a call at 1-800-326-SAVE.
Closing the vault in leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Canadian calendars, starched shirts. French dry cleaners who speak like Maurice Chevalier. Masconomet Regional High School. Oshawa, London, and Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Auto Redial, Joe Bergantino and the WBZ TV I team, Channel 7's version of that too, Wild Kingdom, the endangered and much feared Aznavour, the summer of 42 and the summer of 71, Jennifer O'Neill, auction type age raising, embroidered doilies, fortunes, the boonies, rattling rappers in your ears, Fred Rogers and his wonderful neighborhood, Marazine, Tony Spire in Chelsea, Connect Long Distance, Bailey's Ice Cream, 50,000 Watts, Keith Shields, Jack Hart, Sunflower, and your fiery, lustful host, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.